Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
In Shanghai, cool stuff is happening.
As it always does with the Oriental Land Company.
Well, okay, so this actually isn't OLC. This is the Shanghai Shindy Group.
Oh. Yeah, I just assumed since all this stuff was really cool, it was OLC.
Yeah, basically, as long as it's not the state side... Sorry. That's... You know what? We're going to get off on a tangent, and we're going to just totally rail against the state side stuff. Let's not do that today. Let's instead just talk about the cool stuff that Shanghai has coming. So they recently announced that there are going to be six lands in Shanghai. And Shanghai has been in... they've been building that for how long now? I mean, years, right?
April 2011, they started. So just over 4 years.
Okay. And they've now moved back the launch or the opening date to, I think, early 2016. I've heard some people saying December 2015, but then other people saying, no, it's definitely going to be 2016. I don't know. I think maybe we'll know more at D23.
Probably. This announcement is so close to D23. I wonder why they didn't just wrap it up into a D23, you know, keynote.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. This announcement took place in Shanghai. So,
right. But why couldn't it have taken place in California?
Well, I think because Disney is and you know, they've kind of made this multiple times now or during this thing, and everything that you read, you're seeing this, you know, that it's the magic of Disney meets the, you know, the classic Chinese or whatever, you know. So they're trying to say, hey, you're not just an afterthought. Shanghai is important to us. And I think sending Bob Iger there to do this press conference was important for that, you know. I think there could possibly be more information at D23. Plus, I think Shanghai deserved its own announcement, really. In D23, it wouldn't have been its own announcement. It would have been tied in with all the, what I'm going to assume is going to be all of the DHS news that we discussed week before last that should become official. We really hope, or we're going to look really stupid. should become official at D23. And then, you know, probably some new announcements for inevitably something at Disneyland. You know, we're possibly going to hear some more stuff about Star Wars Marvel Universe being expanded. All of those things, and then Shanghai would be tied in with all of that, whereas this was, hey, this is all about Shanghai. We're trying to get you guys amped up that this thing that's being built for now 4 years is actually going to happen. Now, what's interesting to me is that they didn't put it, you know, somewhere like in the middle of China or something, because, you know, Shanghai is still on the coast, as Hong Kong is, whereas Hong Kong, you're kind of talking about, like, the southern coast, With Shanghai, you're talking more about the eastern coast of China.
Mm. Okay.
So if that helps you at all, you know, if they could have put it more central, but I don't know. I'm sure that they had their reasons for not doing that. You know, Disney,
yeah,
plans these things out pretty pretty significantly, though. Yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't know. It's weird looking at it. You know, because I actually hadn't taken the time to look at it on a map. I knew that Hong Kong is generally understood to be like a totally different world from mainland China, from most people that I've heard from. But yeah, that it actually is so close, and that they could have put something in central China. But yeah, anyway, they are separate enough that it's going to create two, I think, distinct park experiences, I would say. But yeah, like I said, I think there's also something to be said for it being mainland China now, as opposed to Hong Kong Island. So, you know, anyway, so Disney has made this announcement and has officially announced the six lands that will be here. And it is somewhat similar and way different. So you've got Fantasyland and Tomorrowland, which, you know, are going to be entirely, well, look to be significantly different from what you see in the stateside parks, and even, I would say, even like Tokyo Disneyland. But then you've got the four other parks are the four other lands. You have Treasure Cove, which is a pirate-themed land, an entire land themed to pirates, which initially I would say, oh, that's Adventureland. They just gave it a new name. But then you also have Adventure Isle, which is a land, I guess, that's somewhat similar to Adventureland.
But it's an island.
Yes, but it's an island. And again, Treasure Cove, you know, would be somewhat similar to Adventureland as well. So I don't know how you figure out who's supposed to be Adventureland. But you also have Mickey Avenue, which is blowing my mind, honestly, because Mickey Avenue is Main Street. Main Street is not Main Street. It's Mickey Avenue.
That's crazy.
Yes, and it's and the design, if you look at the design, it is significantly different from the setup for Main Street, and it's much shorter. The artwork to me looks really different than Main Street, so that's going to be awkward. But here's where it gets really, really super duper weird. I'm not sure if I like it, but I don't know that I don't like it. But that Mickey Avenue, okay, so Tokyo Disneyland, Magic Kingdom, Disneyland, all these Paris, Disneyland Paris, all these places, you go down Main Street, you end up at the hub, and there's the castle, and then you spoke off, you know, it's a standard hub and spoke, right?
Right.
But at Shanghai, you are going to walk down Mickey Avenue into the Gardens of Imagination. And so they've got this 11-acre garden area with different...
That's a really cool name, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is. And it's got this... They've got this really cool idea where, again, you know, as they're taking this Disney meets China, you know, conglomeration, I guess, they're actually going to set up this garden, and it's going to be based on the 12 Zodiac... Chinese zodiac signs, which are different animals, and they're using Disney and Pixar characters as those different animals.
And that's the garden, awesome.
Yeah, and the garden will be set up around this. So the garden is going to be a lot of meet and greets. I think you'll be able to watch the fireworks from there. They're, you know, of course, the parade will be taking place. It's going to go around there. It's supposed to be the, Disney has said multiple times now, the longest parade route in a Disney park, which, again, if you look at the map of this place, because of the way this is set up, where this is the hub of the park, rather than, you know, just that the little hub right in front of the castle, this right. garden area is the hub of the park. So it's, like I said, it blows my mind because I know what a Disney park is supposed to look like, or at least the Magic Kingdom Disneyland, you know, that formula doesn't change very much from everything until now, and now
right.
it's just
this is the only
blown
one.
Up. Yes, yeah. So you've got that area, and then the castle, which is now the Enchanted Storybook Castle. So you know we have what Belle's Castle in Disneyland Paris, and you know every castle is specific to a princess. That is no longer the case. This is the Enchanted Storybook Castle, which is the biggest castle Disney has done, and it is devoted to all of the princesses, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and it, Asian culture, too, might be, or is, obviously very different from American culture and Parisian culture and, you know, stuff like that. And I'd be interested to know why they went that way for Shanghai and if that is, like, a cultural thing.
I don't know if it's a cultural thing or just a, you know, why limit ourselves to one princess when we could cover all the princesses and they're going to have, like, a... There's actually going to be like a walkthrough attraction thing, which sounds kind of like what Disneyland has one of those.
Yeah.
Except it's like up a staircase. It looked really, really cool from the mock-up drawings that they've done of this. And they're going to have a ride that I believe goes under, most people are saying under the castle, called Voyage to the Crystal Grotto. So there's going to be stuff going on in the castle, stuff going on under the castle. The castle is more than just a weenie in this park, I think. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's an actual attraction.
Yes, yeah. You don't just go to the castle and go, okay, well, now we know where the center of the park is. Again, because that's not the center of the park anymore. So, yeah, so you have that stuff going on in the castle, but the castle is actually considered now the entrance to Fantasyland from the hub, again, the hub being the Gardens of Imagination. And inside Fantasyland, they have announced that Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, of course, you know, being one of the newer attractions, is headed over there. I expect that's probably going to be pretty much a straight copy.
I'd be surprised to see a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're going to, Peter Pan's Flight is going to be over there. Which I would expect something like the new... You know, have you seen the redos for the one at Disneyland?
Yes. Oh, all the new queue stuff? Oh, it's amazing.
Well, and all the new stuff in the attraction, too. They've made the attraction better. They've definitely plussed it. So I would expect something like that, if not even a little bit more, for their Peter Pan's Flight. And I wonder if that's not where some of the plussing for the Disneyland one came. They're going to have those two things... they said the 100-acre wood is going to be there as a part of Fantasyland. So they haven't announced a Pooh attraction, but there's going to be a Pooh attraction. They didn't announce a Pooh attraction in this press conference, but there's going to be a Pooh attraction. And then they've also said that there will be a Alice in Wonderland maze, which was interesting to me because if you remember correctly, a while back when we discussed the expansions that were going to be happening to Tokyo Disneyland, that's something that's going into their Fantasyland as well.
Hmm.
And we talked to, and we both talked about how excited we were because we felt like OLC could actually give Alice in Wonderland a decent treatment. Well, right. Now we've also got the Shanghai Shindy Group, SSG, let's go with that, SSG, to see what they can do with it as well. And I would expect that they're probably going to be borrowing off of one another quite a bit. You know, if WDI did all this work, why not use it in both places, I think?
Right, yeah, that would be stupid I guess, reimagine something twice at the same time.
Right, so those are the things that we know of. And one thing that I will say is I don't feel like they've announced everything. I don't think that they've announced all the attractions.
Not hardly.
I sure hope not, because there's an awful lot of space in this place right now. And I don't know. Maybe this is what they'll launch with, and they've got plans to add attractions. But that's what they've announced for Fantasyland. Now, back into the gardens. Again, this is the center area. And this is something else that kind of weirds me out. In the gardens, they're going to have the Fantasia Carousel, which looks really cool because it's... It reminds me of the carousel in Fantasyland, but they have much more fantastical characters. And what I mean by that is they've got like the, you know, like a Pegasus instead of just horses, or they've got fish instead of just horses. You know what I mean? So it's a carousel, but it's got really cool characters on it.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have that in the garden, and I think that's gonna be an improvement.
It's funny to have a garden to me.
Well, but I think maybe garden. What they're calling garden, maybe we would be better served to call park. Because a carousel in the middle of the park doesn't sound surprising. Because, you know, we're from Texas. We think garden. We think, you know, this is where I'm growing my vegetables. I think they're talking more in the park feeling. So if you think about it that, then the carousel, not so weird, you know?
Right.
But what, again, the weird thing to me is there are attractions before you get to the castle. There are attractions before you leave the hub, and that's just not meshing in my mind yet. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, mind you. It's just very, very different to me.
Yeah, it's completely different, 100%.
Yeah. So you've got Fantasia Carousel. Then you also, of course, Dumbo is being moved over there, and Dumbo, instead of going in Fantasyland, is going to go into the gardens. I will admit that I do not know the Chinese Zodiac. Maybe there's an elephant in the Zodiac, or maybe they just wanted to put Dumbo there because they needed to put some more attractions in there. Again, I don't think it doesn't fit, though, with a garden park type of feel. You know, it's an attraction that can work there.
Agreed.
So that's the garden area. Then in Tomorrowland, oh yes, Tomorrowland, the thing that will make me come to this park... There is no Space Mountain, but that's because we now have the Tron Light Cycle Power Run, which looks amazing.
It's going to be cool. The building alone.
Yes. So, if you're listening to our podcast, you need to go and look at pictures. Disney again released some videos from this press conference and has some, you know, mock-ups of what this is going to be like, and actually has some mock-ups of the cars as well. And basically, it's an indoor-outdoor roller coaster attraction, but it's taking place on Tron light cycles as opposed to just a standard, roller coaster train car.
Right.
And again, just the stuff that they're doing, like you said, the building design, everything looks amazing. And I just want to try out one of these. What is it? It's a Vekoma's motorbike coaster, is what it is. But there's not one in the U.S. right now, of course.
It's a what?
Rock and Roller Coaster. The Mine Train in Paris. A lot of Disney's coasters are Vekoma's, which is the coaster manufacturer. They also do
that's
for,
a company.
Yes, they do for other parks as well, and that's what Disney's got here. So it's not like Disney came up with this. I mean, the Vekoma's have been out since because I looked this up, and this motorbike coaster car has been out since like 2004. But you know, it's like in the Netherlands. There's a place in China that has it. There's another one that's being built that has it. So the company is Vekoma, and they're the ones who've come up with this motorbike car design. But again, if you watch the video of how this all works, it's just unbelievably cool to me, because essentially you sit down in the coaster car like you would get on a motorcycle. So, you know, that leaning forward with your legs down position.
Yeah.
And you grab the handlebars, you pull them towards you, which then causes the back to close in around you. And that's how you're secured in the car.
Huh.
So you're going to be riding this it's not just designed to look like a motorcycle. You're riding this as though you were on a light cycle.
It pretty much is a motorcycle.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to have that same feeling of being on a motorcycle, or in this case, a light cycle. And I don't say, you know, and I'm not bringing up the whole Vekoma. I'm bringing up the Vekoma thing because I looked at it and went, ooh, can I try out one of these in the U.S.? But, you know, just like with Rock and Roller, when we talked about that, a while back, we talked about Vekoma had essentially made a clone of Rock and Roller for another company, for another theme park outside the U.S. And we looked at it and we talked about how much better Rock and Roller looked because of all the theming. And I think this is going to be another one of those cases where I suspect this will be the better coaster simply from a theming aspect, as opposed to the other things that are out there. Expedition Everest is actually a Vekoma too, I think. So,
oh, okay.
Like I said, they've worked with Disney on a lot of their coasters. So that's kind of the big deal in Tomorrowland to me, but they are also going to have Buzz Lightyear, what they're calling Planet Rescue, which definitely looks like Space Ranger Spin, but hopefully a new advanced Space Ranger Spin. And I don't say hopefully because I don't like Space Ranger Spin. I actually do. That's apparently a very unpopular thought. I don't know why, but a lot of people don't like Space Ranger Spin. I actually like it. But if they come up with new stuff for this, maybe eventually we'll get that new stuff back over here. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Has that ever happened before?
Where they've
something that's
stuff?
Come from overseas here.
I want to say something came from Disneyland Paris, but you know what? You're putting me on the spot, and I can't remember what it is. But
no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that I just don't feel like that happens very often.
Well, but Soarin', you know, not overseas, but you know, we've seen things from one Disney park go to another Disney park and back and forth. You know, again,
sure.
I think that the plussing of Peter Pan's flight is probably coming somewhat from the stuff that's being planned for Shanghai Disney. I could be totally wrong, but it's the timing is a little too convenient to me.
No, that makes sense for sure.
To not be. So I think that this could be another example of something that they do for Shanghai, and then they similarly use to overhaul or plus Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Maybe not the exact same thing they put in Shanghai, but they can take some ideas and bring it back, I hope, because I'd like some newer stuff. I'd like to be able to hold my gun, Disney. I don't like it attached to the car. Sorry, that's, you know, I do enjoy it, but I don't like that. But yeah, so they've got Buzz Lightyear, and then they also have jetpacks, and that's all they're telling us is jetpacks. Now, what's weird to me is in the video, you see a essentially like a rocket rods type thing or a Dumbo type thing.
Yeah.
you know, where everything is attached to the central, or, you know, Magic Carpets of Aladdin, all of those, that same ride vehicle is over there. But the, which I thought was the jetpacks thing, but from my reading, other people are thinking, no, there's a new fancy schmancy jetpack thing coming. So I don't know what that's going to be, but jetpacks. So all of that coming into Tomorrowland. They've also, now they haven't said where these are going to be, but I'm going to go ahead and make an assumption here because it just doesn't fit with any of the other lands. They have also announced that a Star Wars launch bay, I believe they're calling it, is coming to Shanghai, which is merch and props from the movie and stuff like that. But I'm assuming that's going to go into Tomorrowland because I just don't, I mean, where else would it fit?
Yeah, it would have to.
Yeah, so they're doing that, and then they're also bringing something from the Marvel Universe. Essentially, they said something about you would get a... what did they say? They said there would be, like, a briefing involved, and then you would meet Iron Man and Spider-Man, I want to say. So, it sounded... Yeah, most of this stuff sounds like meet and greets. They're, like, they're not going to do attractions based on these things, but they're going to... Hey, by the way, we do Star Wars and Marvel, too.
Sort do of kind of like a plus meet and greet.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's kind of what they're looking at. And I, again, I've heard rumors that similar things for the Star Wars are, you know, they're looking at that for Interventions in Disneyland and for Disney Hollywood Studios. Because, you know, there's a little free space there, as we discussed the other day. To put. So, again, that's another thing that there's a lot of talk that that could possibly work its way back. Again, not talk about the Buzz Lightyear thing. I'm just hoping the Buzz Lightyear thing comes. So that's kind of the new that's Shanghai Tomorrowland. Then we move on to Treasure Cove, which again is this entire land that's all pirates and is going to be mostly Pirates of the Caribbean pirates, which I don't know. I mean, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. Is that enough to carry its own land though?
Yeah, I think it is. Since the movies were so popular, I think it's so well known that, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I thought was a little bit odd. Like, I could see that land in Tokyo Disney Sea. You know, that wouldn't be that surprising to me. But for some reason, the concept of having an entire land devoted to it at a Disneyland, even Shanghai Disneyland... That seems a little bit weird to me, I guess.
Hmm.
But, you know, clearly they've seen that people want pirates, so.
Yeah, they're doing a whole bunch of weird Disneyland stuff.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's the thing is they've kind of thrown out, again, they've thrown out the book here, and that's just got me kind of reeling still, I guess. But they will have Pirates of the Caribbean there, though they're calling it Pirates of the Caribbean Battle for the Sunken Treasure. And according to the Disney Parks blog, it says it's going to transform the boat ride with cutting edge innovations in robotics, animation, set design, and multimedia. So, blessed Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, it's going to be a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train type of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, which sounds like a good thing to me. Now, this is something that I don't want to see come back stateside. Not because I don't want to see this attraction, but because I don't want them to ruin pirates for me.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe Walt Disney World, but not Disneyland.
No. Don't touch that one.
Yeah. But they could maybe touch Walt Disney World. So they've got that. They're also going to have a pirate ship that you will be able to board. Sounds kind of Swiss Family Robinson-y to me. You know, like a walkthrough type attraction, maybe?
Yeah, kind of like the treehouse.
Yeah. They're doing that with the castle, too, so... I like travel at your own pace attractions. I think there's a place for them. And we don't have a lot of those. The treehouse again is kind of the example. And then I guess again the castle at Disneyland has that, right?
Yes, it has a walkthrough Beauty and the Beast.
Is it Cinderella or no? Ah, darn it.
It's Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, there we go. It's Sleeping Beauty. Wow.
Duh. Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yes. So, of course, it would have Sleeping Beauty in it. We just lost, like, 5 subscribers on that.
But, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so they've seen that walking attractions work, and I guess they're seeing that walking attractions are really going to work in China, because again, they're committing at least two of them that we know of, because they're going to have this pirate ship, and they're also going to have the Explorer canoes, where you will paddle canoes. So Tom Sawyer Island, I mean, Rivers of America, that area, sort of a thing, I guess. Because, I mean, don't they have canoes there?
I think they used to. I don't think they do anymore.
Okay, well, if you want to do canoes, then head to Shanghai, because you can do canoes.
That's worth it.
And they also went ahead and mentioned that you can also dine at Barbossa's Bounty.
Ooh.
Yes, so, that is odd in this press release to me, just because they, like, singled out one eatery for the entire place.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be like Blue Bayou, where it's inside of Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have it at Pirates Cove, why wouldn't it be? Yeah, so, I don't know. They announced that it's Barbossa's Bounty. Now, you know that it's Barbossa's Bounty. I know it's Barbossa's Bounty. That's all that we know about Barbossa's Bounty. But we, so that finishes out the Treasure Cove area. And then Adventure Island, well, Mickey Avenue is still Main Street, in that there's still a bunch of shops on it. And it's going to, you know, have basically everything that you're going to want to buy. If you don't want to stop when you're in one of the lands, you can stop there, buy everything. Again, just pretty much Main Street, but a totally different Main Street. So anyway, that brings us to Adventure Isle, which they announced that they're going to have this Camp Discovery thing, which from the so they during the press conference, they showed this humongous model of the new Shanghai Disneyland, and they've got like all these walkways throughout Adventure Isle, which look really cool, because they've got like the, you know, like plank bridge, like rope bridges, that kind of stuff all throughout it. And I think that's what this Blazing Your Own Trail thing is supposed to all be about. So again, that reminds me of like Tom Sawyer Island.
That's what I meant by treehouse. Tom Sawyer Island, by the way,
when you were talking about, well, the treehouse is also there, because that's, like I said, it was Swiss Family Robinson, then maybe it was Tarzan. It was Tarzan for a while, too. I'm not sure which it is right now.
I think that's what it is now.
Is it still Tarzan? Okay. So yeah. It was Swiss Family before it was that. Or Swiss Family Treehouse, whatever. So you've got that, you know, and then now, so I guess that makes three walking attractions. Because you've got the pirate ship, you've got the castle, and you've got the Camp Discovery Blazing Your Own Trails type stuff. So they've got that. They have Soarin' Over the Horizon. You know how we were talking about it was rumored Soarin' was getting new videos and we wanted to see those new videos? Yeah, this is Soarin's new videos. They're going to be Soarin' Over the Horizon, and they've pretty much said that, you know, this is going to take you around the globe, seeing really cool things. You know, they said that there would be sections of the Great Wall for the Shanghai guests. So I'm thinking, I want to see the Great Wall probably more than Shanghai guests want to see the Great Wall, right? Or at least it's as much as they want to see it. So I sure hope I get the Great Wall section as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, so that's there. I doubt there'll be anything that much different than about Soarin', other than they're going to get the digital projection and the new video right from the get-go. Other than that, I bet it's going to be a pretty much straight pull. But then they're also going to have Roaring Rapids. Yeah, that's fun to say. Which looks to be similar to Kali River Rapids, at least in the ride vehicle. And it's, you know, the same sort of attraction. But they're going to do, it's basically going to go through the middle. So Adventure Isle is like this huge mountain. It reminded me of, what is the island in Tokyo Disney Sea? It's the big volcano in the middle. Mystery Island, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't look like Mystery, but it had the same feel as Mystery Island, just from looking at it. You know, it's this big mountain, rocky, craggy type thing. And so this is what's supposed to go through the middle of the island. So they're going to have this humongous alligator, dinosaur, I don't know, audio animatronic that I saw somebody suggest could be even bigger than the Yeti, and that just made me think, well, I sure hope it works better than the Yeti.
Right.
you know, which is to say works at all. But yeah, so that could be a cool attraction too, I think, because they're going to put the big audio, because I don't really care about river rapid attractions. I'm not a huge fan of getting wet at the parks. But if you were to put some cool audio animatronics and give me some story with it, then maybe I'm going to go do the river rapid attraction, I think.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
And I think they would. I think that's something that, you know, Disney does best, is putting story with something.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we continually talk about. That's what we like about them. That's what sets them above other theme parks to us. And again, you know, I've ridden Cali once, maybe. Well, I know I've ridden it once. I'm thinking maybe twice. And I'll be honest, it just wasn't that memorable to me. It just wasn't, in my mind, it's just another river rapid attraction. You know, I just,
yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. I've never been on it, but
I feel like they could have done more with it. And if they did something like this, I think I'd be a lot more apt to want to ride it. So,
yeah.
I mean, the takeaway here for me is that Shanghai has a lot of stuff that makes me want to maybe make a trip, because I still haven't done Hong Kong. But now I'm thinking, go do Hong Kong and go do Shanghai.
There you go.
You know, maybe take like 2 weeks off of work and, and then watch as my savings account goes down to nothing because I visited two Disney parks on one trip. So yeah. That is the whole of what they announced for the parks.
So, yeah, I mean, it sounds really cool. It sounds like yet another awesome, awesome overseas Disney park.
Yeah, but what's weird to me, and you know what? Maybe this is because Hong Kong is relatively close. They did a Disneyland that doesn't have a Space Mountain, that doesn't have a Big Thunder Mountain, that, you know, doesn't have a, they haven't announced, and again, I don't think all the attractions have been announced, but they didn't announce It's a Small World, they didn't announce Haunted Mansion. There are so many classic Disney attractions that are missing from this park, but for me, that makes me actually want to go to this park.
Yeah, it doesn't just feel like a copy and paste like some of the other ones do.
Right, yeah. And so I'm kind of excited about that. And like I said, I guess I feel better knowing that they do have some of that stuff in Hong Kong, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why they were willing to take more chances? I don't know. But, yeah, so outside of the parks, they also announced that there will be Disney Town, which is going to essentially be downtown Disney, now Disney Springs. That sort of area where you're going to have, you know, you can do all your shopping and all that stuff. They will have a permanent installation of the Lion King, you know, the Broadway show. They're going to have that in Mandarin.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of a cool thing that they're doing there. So other than that, though, it really kind of felt like, it's downtown Disney. And they've announced that they will have two hotels to start with. They are going to have the Shanghai Disneyland Hotel, I believe is what one of them is called. And then the other one will be the Toy Story Hotel, which I'm kind of
which
excited
sounds
about.
Awesome.
Yes. I'm kind of excited about the Toy Story Hotel. What's weird to me is, you know, I saw a picture of this, you know, not the artist rendering, but just a picture of it. It's currently being built or whatever. And essentially there's just dirt everywhere. And all you can see is the side of the building has these clouds along the side of it. And immediately I went, oh, they're building a Toy Story Hotel. Because, I mean, it's just got the iconic Toy Story clouds.
Right.
You know, from the wallpaper, I guess.
Yeah, Andy's room.
Yes, yeah, on the side of the building. So, you know, that looks really cool. Of course, if you look at the artist rendering of the completed building, it's going to have the Pixar ball right there in the front, at the front of the hotel. So, I'm excited. I think that's probably going to be their, their more value resort, I guess. And mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Shanghai Disneyland Hotel will be the high end, you know, your deluxe hotel, I guess, because I think that one is supposed to have, I'm not sure. I can't remember what the room count was. Oh, yeah. It's 420 rooms for the Shanghai Disneyland. I did find my notes here. And then 800 rooms for the Toy Story Hotel. So,
oh, wow.
Clearly, they're expecting a lot more people. And, yeah, that's a big hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so they've announced those things, as well as, you know, this is what's actually going to go into the parks. These are the things that we're going to put around the park, for you to do as well. So, like I said, exciting stuff coming out of Shanghai. Exciting to me because I number one, it gives me that much more of a reason to go. I really want to go to Shanghai. And number two, because I do see the potential that some of these things could come back to the U.S. parks.
Yeah, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they need to bring some of these things back, you know, because now, you know, OLC was already, we felt like head and shoulders above, and now we're going to get, you know, OLC and Shanghai are both going to be better. Disney stateside, you guys need to do something, please.
Yeah,
please
step it
give
up.
Give us some of this stuff. And again, Disney, you know, that's the thing though, is we're going to get D23 in little bit over, no,
August
a little
23rd.
Bit under a month. Yeah, yeah. So a little bit under, or right about a month when this podcast actually publishes. And I think we're going to get some new stuff for Disney there. Like I said, we're definitely going to get the DHS details. I think those are going to be exciting. I'm hoping to hear some more plussing of existing attractions. Yeah, so I think we'll get some news that'll make us more excited about the stateside stuff too.
All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. We are Missing the Mouse. And you can visit us at our website, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.